Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland. Today's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we go to the gymnasium for all of the exciting basketball action.
Very pleasant. Good afternoon, everybody. Rob Weaver and Brian Patch from the Portside Fieldhouse. Here we are, the last game of the year, Brian. Hard to believe, huh?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it should be here, but it is, so.
It is indeed. It was Senior Recognition Day today, so let's go through those seniors, both players and cheerleaders who were recognized. First, there were two basketball seniors. That was Ian Homan and Grant Kanapke. Ian Homan is the son of Steve and Carrie Homan. Ian has been a member of the basketball team for the past 4 years. He's also been involved in FFA, baseball, FBLA, and was a two-year member of the football team. After graduation, Ian will be entering the workforce. Fort Recovery senior Ian Homan. Then Grant Kanapke. Grant's the son of Matt and Deanna Kanapke. Grant is a four-year member of the basketball team. While in high school, Grant has been a four-year member of the golf team and the FBLA. Grant's future plans to study business and marketing at an undecided college. Again, that's Grant Kanapke. Grant wears number 0 and Ian wears number 5. Then we had 5 cheerleader seniors today. That included Ashley Hart. Ashley's the daughter of Matt and Chrissy Hart. For the past 4 years, Ashley has cheered on the Indians basketball team. Ashley has also been active in art club, Spanish club, student council, FBLA, youth group, and was a football cheerleader for 4 years. After graduation, Ashley plans to attend Bowling Green State University to major in construction management. Again, that's Ashley Hart. Another cheerleader senior was Allie Kaiser. Allie's the daughter of Eric and Amy Kaiser. Allie's been a basketball cheerleader for the past 4 years. While in high school, Allie has also been a football cheerleader, a member of the art club, choir, drama club, FCA, FTA, National Honor Society, student council, traveling tribe, yearbook staff, Spanish club, and is the senior class president. Allie plans to major in middle child education at an undecided university. That's Allie Kaiser. Also,
a senior cheerleader was Morgan Littler.
Morgan is the daughter of Larry and Stephanie Littler. Morgan has been a basketball cheerleader for 4 years. Morgan has been active in art club, choir, drama club, FTA, Spanish club, student council, traveling tribe, National Honor Society, and was a football cheerleader. After graduation, Morgan plans to attend Miami University with an undecided major. Again, that's Morgan Littler. Another senior cheerleader, Bailey Tebby. Bailey's the daughter of Terry and Sandy Tebby. Bailey has been a basketball cheerleader for the past 4 years. Bailey's also been involved in art club, Spanish club, FTA, student council, a member of the softball team, was a football cheerleader. After graduating, Bailey is planning to major in early childhood education with a minor in special ed at an undecided college. That's Bailey Tebby. And the final cheerleader senior, Rachel Ten. Rachel, the daughter of Ryan and Lori Ten. Rachel has been a basketball cheerleader for the past 4 years. While in high school, Rachel also has been active in softball, National Honor Society, FFS, FTA, and Spanish Club. Upon graduation, Rachel plans to attend Wright State University Lake Campus, majoring in early childhood education. Again, that's Rachel Chen. So there are your seniors. Basketball players Ian Homan and Grant Kanapke, and cheerleaders Ashley Hart, Allie Kaiser, Morgan Littler, Bailey Tebby, and Rachel Chen. We'll be back in a moment with the tip-off of this ball game. Fort Recovery hosting Van Buren here this afternoon in the final game of the year, right after we pause for this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Out here, there are many jobs to do. You need the kind of power, versatility, and comfortable handling that comes with your territory. Luckily, there's a tractor built to pull all that weight, the Kubota L-Series. Get an L-Series tractor for zero down to 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus a six-year limited powertrain warranty. Now through February 29th, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
For more information, visit your local Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to order a pizza.
Well, we don't have any pizza.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
Well, we don't have any food. I think you might have the wrong number.
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't do food. I've got a car, so I could go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great. While you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Here once again at the Portside Fieldhouse.
Once again, Fort Recovery and Van Buren, the Black Knights battling the Indians. Kind of unusual to have an afternoon game, but we wanted to avoid what happened last year when the girls were playing at the same time as the boys.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm glad they made the change. I guess having being a parent of having a player on the JV team and then also a varsity senior for the girls team, it's a nice thing, I guess, for that to happen and also for our fans to be able to get there to support both teams today as well. So.
Well, the varsity game today, and then the JV just played a course. They did win over Van Buren, 46-29. Do you have the scoring for the junior varsity?
Yeah. Owen Judy and Caleb Evers led the way with 10 points each. Kobe Wendell added 8. Daniel Patch, 5. Wyatt Grover, Wyatt Ben, Landon Post, and Kel Ramo all added a 3-pointer. And Dylan Evers chipped in with 1 point.
Congratulations to the junior varsity. They are now 13-8 on the season. Again, JV coach Jordan Winter. And again, they came out with a 13-8 record. Now we're going to have the lights turned down and the infamous starting lineup for the Fort Recovery Indians. Who's going to be starting here today, Brian?
Well, we got two seniors, and our two seniors will be starting today, and that is 0, Grant Kanapke, and 5, Ian Holman. And then the other three starters will be our juniors, Derek Judy, number 3, Clay Schmitz, number 12, and Brian Benn in the middle, number 41.
Close game last night, but the Indians fell behind early, but came back and beat a pretty decent South Adams ball club.
Yeah, I was very impressed with South Adams, as Darren and I did that game for Fort Recovery Radio. You know, one thing, the record didn't look impressive as they were 9-9, but, you know, they had gotten a late start with football, their success in football, and definitely are coming on towards the end of the season and peaking at the right time for them. They just have a lot of weapons, and I thought we played really well to be able to win that game. So,
and nice to see Clay Schmitz kind of get back in the swing of things. He's had a couple of off games.
Yeah, and he really didn't score a lot last night, but he did a lot of other good things for us. He found, in that 3-2 zone, he found that high post as we weren't getting a lot of movement, and he was able to find that soft spot in the zone. It was able to hit Brian Benn and Kel Ramel late in the game for both giving us buckets to kind of put us up and then to secure that lead off of those. So he did a lot of great things for us last night, and it's not always about scoring, but you do definitely want one of your leaders to be able to make big plays for you late in the game, and he did just that.
Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in today's final regular season game. Go get them, Fort Recovery, says Dr. Thomas Banta and all of his staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Chen and Chrissy Hart. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta, Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banta would love to be your family's dentist.
And speaking of graduates, Rob, Van Buren is headed by graduate Tyler Niekamp. And you probably did a few of his games back here. I believe he maybe either holds it or his second all-time points per in a game. I think it was 52, if I remember right. So
that was against, I think, New Bremen. Or it was
Goshen, I believe, in a tournament game.
At New Bremen.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he was on that night. That was not his normal game, but he was on that night, that's for sure.
Great to see him back here at the Forsyth.
See, Ben Kramer's one of the officials here today.
Yeah, we have a typical MAC crew. We got A.J. Kramer from St. Henry. Ben Kramer, where I believe he is from, I think, Marion. And then Tony Sweeterman as well, who's, I believe, a Marion guy.
So A.J. and Ben, are they related?
I believe cousins.
Okay. And the Black Knights are on the year. I think they're 11-9, I believe.
I thought 11-10. They were 10-10 last night. I know Coach Melton had said when I talked to him after the game, and they played last night in a conference game. I thought they won that, so I think that would put them 11-10, I believe. I could be wrong.
Okay, and the Indians are coming in here?
They are 15-6,
I think.
15-6, yes.
15-6, and Fort Recovery gets the tap to start the first quarter, brought to you by Cal Pharmacy with their fine location here in Fort Recovery. The finest in pharmaceutical services available from Cal Pharmacy. Grant Kanapke on the left to Derek Judy. Derek at the center circle, dribbles to the right, feeds over to Grant Kanapke on the wing. Grant brings it back out to Derek Judy, back on the left to Ian Holman to Derek Judy, inside to Clay Smith, back to Holman, open from three, he can't get it to go down, and tipped out by, I thought maybe the Black Knights knocked it out, but they said no. Fort Recovery gets called for knocking it out, so Van Buren gets the basketball back.
Nice little set to start against the 2-3 zone.
Oh, wide open underneath. They beat the full court press easily. And scoring for the Van Buren Knights there was,
Andrew Schroeder.
Andrew Schroeder? Okay. 2-0, I should say. Andrew Schroeder's layup makes it a 2-0 score. Here's Brian Benn to Clay Smith. Firing, missing. Rebound out of bounds off Brian Benn. You know, if you need handicap medical equipment, stop in at the Cal Pharmacy Handicap Medical Equipment Center, located at the Fort Recovery Industrial Park at the south edge of Fort Recovery, Ohio. Handicap medical equipment at its best. If you need it, they have it, or can get it for you very shortly at the Handicap Medical Equipment Center here in Fort Recovery, operated by Cal Pharmacy. The Black Knights with the basketball. They lead here 2-0. Shot from the left side, no good, off the mark. Rebound, Clay Smith. Clay gives it over to Derek Judy. Derek across the timeline. Left corner, Grant Kanapke. He got the three-point basket. Grant Kanapke scoring for the Indians. And that gives the Indians a lead, 3-2. Here's a shot up and good by Nick McCracken. McCracken gives the lead back to the Black Knights, 4-3 now. Tonight we'll have Fort Recovery girls playing St. Henry, and it should be a great game for the sectional championship. Ian Holman fires a three, no good from the left. Rebound comes to Grant Kanapke. Back outside to Derek Judy. Well, Ian's had two of his favorite shots, and he hasn't been able to get either one of them to go down. He likes that three-point shot.
Yeah, he's pretty good at it, but unfortunately today he's a little short, and that could be due to some nerves.
Grant Kanapke to Ian Holman, down to Brian Benn, back to Holman. Doesn't take the shot this time, brings it back outside. Grant Kanapke with it, over to Derek Judy. Back to Kanapke on the right, into Clay Smits. Now there's Holman, another three, and he got that one. Ian Holman cans a three from the left side to make it 6-4. Fort Recovery takes a two-point lead. They've been leaving him open there. They're going to change their strategy here in a little bit. Black Knights with the basketball, down by 2, 6-4 here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. With the ball there. Well, shots fired up finally, and it's good. A three-pointer for the Black Knights, and hitting that one was Michael Kramer. That gives the lead back to Van Buren, 7-6 now. We played these guys in a regular season game at the University of Findlay last year and lost that one in a close one. Right side, there's a jumper by Grant Kanapke, no good. Rebound tipped around, comes down to Van Buren. On the left side, I would doubt if we would be playing these guys had not Tyler Niekamp been the head coach there.
I doubt that. I agree with you on that one, so I doubt we'd be playing them. So.
We played them first in the tournament, district tournament a while back. And then the regular season series started. Van Buren misses a shot, rebound Clay Smits. Right side to Derek Smits. Tried to lob it in to Brian Bennett. It's knocked away, and Derek Judy got it back. Judy out at the center circle. On the left to Ian Homan. Homan over to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke right side to Derek Judy. Here's Smits firing and missing. About a 15-footer. Rebound comes down to Van Buren to Andrew Schroeder. And here comes Van Buren up the court. Michael Kramer will dribble the ball. Feeds on the left side to Sage Warren. Warren goes down low, turning, firing, and a foul call on Fort Recovery on Clay Smits. As they say, he fouled Michael Kramer of Van Buren. Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget they have their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. Free throws up and good by Michael Kramer. And that is the first free throw of the game for either team. Ian Homan will go out, and Ryan Post comes in for Fort Recovery. At the line, Michael Kramer again dribbles the ball, puts it in the air, and got it. He hits two out of two, and that gives the Black Knights a 9-6 lead. Van Buren on top, and Michael Kramer goes out of the game. Derek Judy will bring it up for the Indians. Across the timeline. Right side it goes to Grant Kanapke. Down in the corner to Brian Benn. Back out to Derek Judy. Here's Grant Kanapke open from the sideline. No good. On a three. Tipped away by Clay Smits. Here's Derek Judy down up and good. And he's fouled in the act of shooting. Derek Judy lays it in. That makes the score 9-8 now. And Derek can tie the game with a free throw here. I think this game tonight is going to be fantastic. St. Henry and Fort Recovery.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think the first time we played them, I'm assuming they probably didn't show us what they thought they were going to do to us. So it'll be interesting what their plan is for us tonight.
We'll be on the air about 6 o'clock for that one, folks. And that'll be on FortRecoveryRadio.com and WPGW. Here's a ball thrown away on the right side. 6:15 is slated for the tip time. That kid's a pretty big kid that just came in there. Aaron Clark, listed at 6'5". Not bad size. Derek Judy, right side.
Yeah, they're pretty long in this 2-3 zone on that bottom part of it.
Ryan Post puts it up, had an open shot, but didn't go. Rebound Van Buren. Getting the board there for the Black Knights was Andrew Schroeder. Over on the left side, back out top of the key. Back on the left. There's an open three-point shot from the left side. No good. Missing that was Landon Miller. Rebound Fort Recovery. Here's Ryan Post with it. Back out to Judy. To Post. Fires a three. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Van Buren. Getting the board there was Sage Warren. Left side. There's a drive in. Up. No good. Rebound comes down to Gavin Toby. Out front, Derek Judy with the basketball. I do not know who number four is there. Not on the varsity roster. We'll try to find out. Right side, Ryan Post into Gavin Toby. And it's knocked away from Toby and stolen by the Van Buren Black Knights. 9-9 tie here in the first quarter on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. A minute 20 to go. Shots fired up. Good from the left. scoring there was Aaron Clark on a shot. Inside for Post, no good. Rebound, Clay Spitz, no good. Rebound stolen away by Ryan Post. Back out to Derek Jeudy. Now to Grant Kanapke on the right. Back out to Derek Jeudy. Grant Kanapke, one of our two seniors here today. Out to Post on the left side to Derek Jeudy. Clay Smith's on the left baseline. Back outside to Ryan Post. Grant Kanapke, baseline jumper. Yes! Grant Kanapke with his fifth point of the night, of the day. And it's 11-11, all tied up here.
Great little pull-up by Grant. Shot fake, sold that one, created some space for himself.
30 seconds remaining here, and we've got timeout called by Tyler Niekamp and the Van Buren Black Knights. They're going to set up a last-second play, apparently, here. So we'll be back in a moment on PG-14 and Jay Country 101 Radio right after we pause for this message from our friends at Calp Pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy here in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with special Tuesday events. Discounted lipid panel blood test starting at 8 a.m. on February 4th, 11th, and 25th. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL, to help evaluate your risk of heart disease. Appointments are required, so call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 419-375-2092 to register. Cal Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Brian did some research there, and we found out number four is Clarence Duryat for the Van Buren Black Knights. Back outside, 19 seconds to go. Van Buren in the lane, going to the hoop, missed it. Rebound, Grant Kanapke. Here comes Fort Recovery. Down on the right side to Regan Martin. He lost control of the ball, and it got away from him. Van Buren comes up with it. They've got a chance for a last-second shot. It's no good. Rebound tipped around. Clay Smiths comes down with it. They're going to call a foul right at the horn, and Clay Smiths, well, no shots here, but it's on Van Buren. Whistle there on the Black Knights, Nick McCracken. So it just counts towards the foul total, and that's the end of the quarter. 11-11, Fort Recovery and Van Buren tied here. First quarter brought to you by Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Again, stop by and see them anytime. They've got a nice selection of gifts and, of course, wonderful pharmaceutical services at Calp Pharmacy. We'll be back at the Fortside Fieldhouse right after this.
It's that time of year again at Fort Recovery Napa for the Farm and Tool Sale, March 9th through the 13th, with open house on Wednesday the 11th. Tool and equipment up to 40% off, filters up to 75% off the list price, fall camp products up to 20% off, greases, oils, farm bearings, and belts all at discounted prices. Don't be the one to miss that great sale at Fort Recovery Napa, 205 North Wayne Street. Get the Napa know-how March 9th through the 13th.
I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
And our second quarter scoreboard sponsor is K&L Tractor Sales and Service. And Van Buren just missed a shot to open up the quarter. Fort Recovery's Clay Smiths came down with a rebound. Inside to Brian Benn, turns, fires, and hits. Brian Benn connects. And that makes it an Indian lead.
Yeah, nice little turnaround jump hook with the left hand there for him.
That's his first basket of the day. Van Buren with the basketball here. Over on the left. It's Landon Miller. He'll pass it off. Ball's loose. Stolen away. No, they got it back. Van Buren up and no good. Rebound Brian Benn. Missing the shot was Michael Kramer. That's his second miss of the quarter here. Derek Jeudy with the ball. Over it goes. There's a shot fired up by Cale Rammel. No good. Rebound Brian Benn. Good. Brian Benn gets the rebound of Cale Rammel's missed shot and puts it back in. It's 15-11. Indians by four. Fort Recovery 15-6 on the year. A lot of those 15s were close ones, Brian.
Yeah, they haven't blown that too many teams out, really, and they've been close, so I think we're probably comfortable in that situation, to be honest.
Well, when you win those close games, that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
You're going to have that in tournament play, and the kids have confidence they can win them.
Well, it's better than the alternative.
Yeah, that's for sure. With the ball, Van Buren. Here's Michael Kramer with it. Right side, back to left side. Down low, back on the left. Three-point shots, no good. Rebound comes down to Van Buren. To Andrew Schroeder. Passes it off. Outside, there's Aaron Clark with it. Clark will pass off to Sage Warren. Now it goes over to Nick McCracken. Back to Warren. Back on the left side, it goes to Clark. Clark dribbles the ball, passes inside. And up and in. Muscling his way in there was Michael Kramer. That's his 7th point of the game. It's now 15-13. Is he their big gun, do you know? Or?
I am not sure, but the way it looks, I'm assuming yes.
Pretty impressive here early on. There's a foul called on Van Buren. Fouling Gavin Toby was Van Buren's Nick McCracken. K&L Tractor Sales and Service is our second quarter scoreboard sponsor for all your New Holland and Kloss farm equipment. It's K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Gavin Toby comes out of the game. Pass comes in to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke brings it back out top over to Derek Judy. Derek at the center circle. Dribbles to the right, stops, passes to Kanapke on the right wing. Back out top to K.O. Rammel. Rammel on the left side to Derek Judy to Clay Smith. Clint Smith's underneath to Brian Benn. Fallaway shot. He got it. And he's fouled in the act of shooting. And Brian Benn will have a free throw coming here. Scores now at 17-13.
That's kind of what Clay did last night, was able to get in that little high post and find people open underneath the basket like he did right there.
Brian Benn eyes the hoop. He puts it up and a little short. No good. Rebound comes down to Aaron Clark of Van Buren. With the ball now is Michael Kramer. Kramer comes up across the timeline. Over on the left side to Andrew Schroeder. Schroeder fires way off. Rebound Grant Kanapke. Derek Judy on the left. He'll come down. Stops. Zone defense here for the Black Knights. Over to Derek Judy. Judy comes out center circle. Looking for a teammate. Now goes in. Feeds off in the corner to Grant Kanapke. Back out to K.O. Rammel. Here's Smith's on a three. He missed it. Rebound Grant Kanapke, though. He takes it back outside. Inside to Clay Smith's. In the lane. Underneath to Brian Benn. And he scores. Give Clay Smith's the assist. And Brian Benn gets the basket for his 8th point of the game. He was kind of a slow starter today. 19-13, Indians on top by 6 here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Rob Weaver here with Brian Patch for this last game of the year for Fort Recovery in regular season play. Shots up, no good by Aaron Clark. Rebound Fort Recovery. Smith's over to Derek Judy. Judy dribbling out front with the ball. He's being guarded there by Michael Kramer. 3:58 remaining here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Derek Judy back over to K.O. Rammel on the left. Grant Kanapke open from three. It's way off the mark. Rebound comes to Van Buren. Here's a shot from the left side. No good. Rebound comes to K.O. Rammel. Missing that shot was Landon Miller for Van Buren. On the left, Grant Kanapke. He'll dribble towards the baseline. Right side, K.O. Rammel. He hit. K.O. Rammel connects on a three. That gives him his first points of the day. And the Indians lead by 9, 22-13. Fort Recovery out on top here, 22-13 in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Again, second quarter of play. We'll be back in a moment. I'm Rob Weaver with Brian Patch. We'll return right after we pause for this.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Hi, this is Sean Robinson with Second National Bank. Strong communities are built with local volunteers, donations, and leadership. For more than 100 years, Second National Bank has been invested in the success of our customers and communities. From personal connections to large-scale partnerships, we strive to create a positive outcome for individuals, families, neighborhoods, cities, and everything in between. Second National Bank is proud to support the Fort Recovery Boys basketball team.
Back here at Fortside Fieldhouse, Van Buren with the ball here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Indians lead 22-13. On the left side, and it's kicked out of bounds by Clay Smith as Aaron Clark tried to hit on the opposite side there, Sage Warren, but Smith intercepted it. Inbound pass comes from Duryat. He'll feed in to Sage Warren, back to Duryat in the right corner. And Clarence Duryat's a sophomore. Left side to Aaron Clark. Looking, dribbling the ball, goes against Clay Smith, puts it up, missed it. Rebound comes down to Homan, who's back in the game now for Fort Recovery, Ian Homan. Derek Judy with the basketball back out front. Goes left now, stops, feeds to K.O. Rammel. Ian Homan with it. And there's a, oh my. I see, you know, what's wrong with that?
Well, right now it's against the rules until they change it. But that's where Ian was planning on handing it off to Kel, and Kel was started to cut through, and so Ian got caught kind of in the shovel pass and just slipped his hand over.
Call for turning it over there. Van Buren with the ball, 22-13. With it in the lane. Back on the left, there's Sage Warren firing and missing. Rebound comes down to Ian Homan. Homan for Fort Recovery to Derek Judy. Indians lead 22-13. Clay Smith with it. Smith's dribbling down the lane and lays it in. Yes, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. Clay Smith gets the two. And makes it 24-13 now. Indians' biggest lead of the game. And that's on Aaron Clark. He's going to the line. Clay Smith for one free throw. We've only been there twice. We're one out of two today. This one's up, and it is good. Jim Melton, the coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. First-year coach, very successful year, 15-6. Tyler Niekamp, the coach of the Van Buren Black Knights. Some other substitutions made. Got Gavin Toby back in there now. And here's Derek Judy, almost on a steal. Oh, he did save it, and Toby got it. And he has it knocked out of his hands. Coming away with it is Van Buren. Racing down is Nick McCracken, and we've got a foul called on Fort Recovery. On K.O. Rammel.
Great effort by Derek Judy.
Here comes Rhino back in, Ryan Post. He will replace K.O. Rammel. Here comes Regan Martin back in. Regan will replace Derek Judy for a while. So it's Gavin Toby, along with Grant Kanapke, Clay Smith, Regan Martin, and Ryan Post in the lineup for the Indians. Van Buren almost lost it, but Sage Warren goes back to retrieve it. Right corner to Aaron Clark. He'll dribble in, travel a little bit, didn't get called for it. Back on the right, three-point shots no good by Michael Kramer. Rebound Van Buren. There's Aaron Clark on the left. He backs up now. He will feed to Sage Warren. Over now to Michael Kramer. Michael Kramer with the ball, stops. Back on the left to Sage Warren. There it goes on the wing to Andrew Schroeder. He'll drive and miss. Rebound comes off of Ryan Post to Grant Kanapke. Down to Clay Smith. Smith's in the right corner. Back outside to Gavin Toby. Here's Regan Martin. Martin back out to Ryan Post. Ryan Post dribbling the basketball. 38 seconds to go here. And we've got a timeout. Court recovery with 38 seconds to go. And the half, Indians leading 25-13 on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. The Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Also, look over their new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service as well. Again, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Port Recovery, Ohio. Well, Coach Melton wanting to set up a last-second play here. Once again, Rob Weaver, Brian Patch here, our studio producer back at the radio station, Mr. Eric Catterly. Appreciate him coming in this afternoon. And for FortRecoveryRadio.com, it's Owen Shane and Neil Spencer at the control panel.
Ooh, that was close.
Almost over and back. Ryan Post with the basketball. Out front. That would have been frustrating to have that called.
Yeah, especially after a timeout.
Right side to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke double team to Ryan Post. Down to 15 seconds. Guarding Post is Michael Kramer. Ryan Post dribbling the ball. Still dribbling. Goes to the left. Feeds off to Regan Martin. Down low to Clay Smits. In the corner to Grant Kanapke. Fires a two-point basket, I believe. Yep, just inside the line. So Kanapke gets two, giving him seven on the day. And that widens the gap to 27-13 at halftime. Pretty impressive first half of play here.
Yeah, defensively, I think the Indians held the Black Knights at 2 points that quarter. And offensively, we kind of got things going against this zone and figured some things out. So hopefully that trend continues in the second half.
We'll give you a wrap-up of the halftime stats in just a moment. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, proud of their outstanding service for farm machinery and for your lawn and garden equipment. K&L Tractor Sales and Service. We'll be back in just a moment.
We at Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to congratulate our Future Farmers of America students during National FFA Week for their interest in agriculture. With their hard work and knowledge, these students will become our future suppliers and growers of food to our dinner tables. The next time you see an FFA student, encourage them to keep their dedication to being part of a positive organization, the FFA. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to remember to be sure you're protected for the changes in your life. Do you have the right auto insurance, the right homeowners coverage? Has your business grown? Now is the time to let the insurance experts at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency make sure you have the right coverage that fits your budget. Step inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. High school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports. A winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association,
Weaver and Brian Patch back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, where the score is 27-13. Indians are on top by 14 points here at the half. Very impressive first half for the Indians. Again, thanks to our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cal Pharmacy, and our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What age group do we have playing out here, Brian?
This is the sixth grade.
Getting the chance to play in the on the big courts here at halftime. Is Ryan Braun one of their coaches? Is that why he's out there?
Yeah, Bronny and Speedy Shane and Darian. Darian actually runs our youth program for us. Coaches the sixth grade, does a lot with the fifth grade. And I think Speedy and Bronny are kind of help him out a little bit, or at least for tonight. So from my understanding, Darian says this group's pretty good. So,
well, we hope so. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, let's move over to you for the halftime stats.
All right. Well, the Indians, as you said, lead at halftime 27-13. First quarter is all tied up 11-11. Second quarter was the big quarter for the Indians, as that they outscored the Black Knights 16-2. Leading the way for the Indians is Brian Benn, and all 8 points of his points were in the second quarter here tonight, or today, I should say. Grant Kanapke, the senior, has 7 points, and then chipping in with 3 points is fellow senior classmate Ian Holman. Derek Judy has 3 as well, and as does Clay Schmidt. And that Del Ramo hit a 3 as well, so that would be the scoring for the Indians.
And as far as the Van Buren Black Knights are concerned, they're led in scoring by Michael Kramer, who has a total of 7 points on the day. Also, 2 for Andrew Schroeder, 2 for Nick McCracken, and also picking up a couple of points for them was Aaron Clark. So that's all the scoring they have, and they didn't really have any huge threat today with only 13 points at halftime. Is better than Jay County last night. The Patriots trailed at halftime last night 33-4.
Oh,
against the tough Norwell Knights. And Norwell was an outstanding team. That was a tough night for Jay County last night. I don't think you had a team with only 4 points at a half, did you?
No.
We'll be back in a moment here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Port Recovery leading Van Buren 27-13 right after this.
Need to operate worry-free on terrain where other machines just won't cut it? Kubota SVL Series track loaders are designed for the difficult jobs that require extra traction and stability. They're highly maneuverable, have best-in-class bucket breakout force, and a large assortment of available attachments. Right now, take advantage of 0% APR financing for up to 48 months on a Kubota SVL track loader. Now through March 31st, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
For more information, visit your local Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperature because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kalp Pharmacy will take the time to understand your needs and also help answer any questions you may have. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
It's that time of year again at Fort Recovery Napa for the Farm and Tool Sale, March 9th through the 13th, with open house on Wednesday the 11th. Tool and equipment up to 40% off, filters up to 75% off the list price, fall camp products up to 20% off, greases, oils, farm bearings, and belts all at discounted prices. Don't be the one to miss that great sale at Fort Recovery Napa, 205 North Wayne Street. Get the Napa know-how March 9th through the 13th.
Sports. I love
the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Ohio did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, we're just about set for the second half of play. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And don't forget, if you want to check out all the Cooper Farm job opportunities at all the plants, just go to cooperfarms.com/careers. That's cooperfarms.com/careers. Not quite as purple of a group of students today as the other day. Not saying that the white doesn't have some purple on it.
Yeah, it's a little tougher when you have a noon start time for the JV with Saturday, because a lot of the kids in Fort Recovery work, and I'm sure that was stuff they had already pre-planned and couldn't get off for, and just kind of a hard time to get the student population there, but nonetheless, still pretty good crowd for an afternoon game.
Yeah, very nice. Nice fans are filled on the other side.
Yeah, actually, I didn't know what to expect. I know when I went by around 11:30, there wasn't a whole lot of people in the parking lot, so.
Nobody from Van Buren's here, but.
Yeah, well, that's probably about an hour and a half to hour and 40, maybe, drive for them, so.
Ian Holman puts the first shot up for the Indians here to start the third quarter from the corner, and it's no good. And goes out of bounds off of Van Buren, so the Indians will keep the ball in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Indians lead 27-13 here at the half. Derek Judy out to Ian Holman, right side to Derek Judy, inside to Brian Benn, and it's knocked out of bounds by Van Buren. So the Indians will have the basketball on the baseline. Only negative, really, in this gym, in my mind, is, well, the sidelines are a little close to the fans. And then the end down here has no room at all. There's one up and in. Was that
Clay
Smith? Okay.
Yep. A little flip screen.
That makes it now 29-13. Clay Smith scoring. That gives him a total of 4 points on the day. Actually, I've got him for five. Shot from the left side is good. Three-point basket for Van Buren's Michael Kramer.
And I believe you are correct, because I have him for five as well.
Yeah, he got a free throw in there. They didn't apparently put that up on the board.
Al must be sleeping down there.
Kramer with 10 points now. Michael Kramer with 10. And Clay Smith has the ball taken away, got it back, and now they're going to call a foul on Van Buren. They'll whistle that one on the Van Buren Black Knights, Nick McCracken. So out of bounds to Derek Judy. Crosses it in to Grant Kanapke, to Clay Smith, back to Kanapke. Left side. Clay Smith goes to the hole, feeds over in the right corner to Derek Judy. It's no good. Had the open shot, didn't go. Rebound comes to Nick McCracken. He'll feed off to Sage Warren, back to McCracken. Okay, McCracken goes to the hole. There's a foul on Fort Recovery on Regan Martin. I didn't really see that, but.
Yeah, I didn't either. I just thought he lost the ball, but.
So Regan Martin gets called for his first foul of the day. Van Buren will have it inbounds. Into the corner it goes. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound, Van Buren. Aaron Clark up no good, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. So Aaron Clark will go to the free throw line. They found Michael Kramer open down in the corner on that inbounds pass. but he couldn't get it to go down. Aaron Clark has 2 points on the day. He could add to that here as he has two free throws. In the Cooper Farms, third quarter of play. First free throw is good. Again, we'll be on tonight with the big St. Henry Fort Recovery Girls Sectional Championship game. 6 o'clock for the pregame. 6:15 is the tip-off from Lima Bath High School. Up and good. So it's now 29-18. And there's a ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to be off of Fort Recovery. Aaron Clark hitting both of those free throws a moment ago to make it 29-18. And Van Buren has the basketball back here, trailing by 11 in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Left side, Michael Kramer, no good. Right on line, but a little short. Rebound, Clay Smits, down to Derek Judy. Judy goes to the hole, lost the handle on the ball, goes out of bounds. They're going to say Van Buren will get the basketball. Derek Judy didn't think that was the case. He thought it might have been tipped out of bounds.
Neither did our crowd over there.
So bringing it up is Michael Kramer across the timeline. Feeds over on the left side to Nick McCracken. Down in the corner to Sage Warren. There's Michael Kramer underneath. Tries to feed back outside. It's tipped. And Regan Martin comes up with it. He's going to be fouled in the act of shooting. Regan Martin will go to the free throw line. He has not scored yet today. This will give him an opportunity to get on the board. That's the third foul on Nick McCracken. No, fourth foul. Fourth foul on Nick McCracken. Regan Martin hits the free throw.
Well, Van Buren doesn't seem to be real deep. I think they're playing maybe 7 to 8 kids here at the most, so that could be a problem as the game progresses for Coach Niekamp.
Tyler Niekamp, Fort Recovery graduate, of course, the coach of Van Buren. Second one's up and good. It makes the score now 31-18. Regan Martin's first points of the day. Van Buren with the basketball. Back out front. Back on the left to Michael Kramer. He'll drive in the lane. Pops the shot. No good, short. Rebound picked up by Clay Smits. Play over to Ryan Post, who's in the game now for the Indians. Post will pass on the left to Grant Kanapke. Grant will go down low to Clay Smits on the baseline. Turns, fires, can't get in close enough, but he got his own rebound and put it back up and in. Clay Smits with a rebound basket there, giving him a total of 7 on the day, and now we have a foul called on Fort Recovery. Gavin Toby gets called for the foul. So stepping to the line is Michael Kramer for the Van Buren Black Knights, and he hits the first one. There's another one for him, and he got that too. So Michael Kramer converts both free throws. He is 4 out of 4 at the line today. So he is not the guy you want to foul. If we have to come to that, hopefully we won't. We're leading by 13 points right now. Fort Recovery with the ball. Grant Kanapke on the left side to K.O. Rammel. Back out to Grant Kanapke. Down to Gavin Toby. He's on the right to Regan Martin. Martin looks for a teammate. Goes back outside to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke right side to Regan Martin to Grant Kanapke. On the left, K.O. Rammel. Back out to Kanapke. Kanapke pops the shot. It's short. That was from three-point land. Rebound comes to Brian Benn. Back out to K.O. Rammel. Rammel on the left wing. Back out to Kanapke. Into Gavin Toby at the free throw line. And reaching in and swiping it away was the Van Buren Black Knights. Clarence Duryat. Duryat comes down, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Brian Benn, a Fort Recovery. Down to Kobe, up, no good. Rebound, Van Buren. Michael Kramer will bring it up.
for the Van Buren Knights. Now on the left side over there to Landon Miller. Back over on the right. In the corner it goes to Dalton Swope, who's in the game now. Michael Kramer fires from the corner. No good. Rebound comes down to Grant Konapke. Konapke on the right side to Regan Martin. Martin goes to the hole, puts it up, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. He will be at the free throw line. Let's see here. Tyler Niekamp has the second all-time high point game, 52 points against Waynesfield Goshen back on February 25th of 2003 in a tournament game that day. Tom Bryan has the all-time record of 55 points back in 1966. Tom also had a 50-point game in 1966 as well.
Greg Colley had a few 40-point games in three quarters.
Yeah, he...
And is not probably too intelligent. Coach pulled him out a few times. So.
35-20. Who got those pointers? Regan?
Yeah, both free throws.
Got them both? So it's 35-20. Here's a shot from the top of the key. Good. Sage Warren drilling a three from the top of the key. Makes it 35-23. Right side to Grant Konapke. Here's Derek Judy at the center circle. On the left side it goes to K.O. Rammel. Back to Judy. Right side to Grant Konapke. Clay Smith has the ball stripped. He got it back. Passes back over here to Derek Judy. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. And there's Clay Smith hitting a right side 17-footer to make it 37-23. Clay Smith's another basket. That gives him 9 points on the day. Right side with the ball is Duryat. Back around the horn, Sage Warren. He'll go down low. And back to Sage Warren with it. Guarded by Clay Smith. Goes to the free throw line. Pops the shot and banks it in. Al Lucko shot there. 37-25. He was not intending to bank that baby in. And Jim Melton wants timeout. As Fort Recovery leading by 12, 37-25 with 2:08 to go here in the third quarter of play. We'll pause for this one commercial message. Be right back right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Once again, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms. If you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, they'd love to buy it from you. Call them at 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161 to sell your corn to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We're at the Portside Fieldhouse, last regular season game of the year for the Fort Recovery Indians. Indians leading 37-25 with 2:08 to go in the third quarter of play. Indians have the ball. Clay Smith will toss it in. Goes over here to Derek Judy. On the left side, Grant Konapke. Back out top to K.O. Rammel. Derek Judy with it. He'll pass to Clay Smith. Right side to Grant Konapke. Around the horn it goes. On the left to Derek Judy. Underneath to Brian Benn. He lays it up. Didn't get it. Got his rebound. Back up and in. Brian Benn with the rebound basket to make it 39-25. Brian has a total of 10 points on the day today. Van Buren with the basketball. Indians trying to win their 16th game of the year. They're 15-6 coming in today. Sage Warren will pass down low to Michael Kramer. Back to Warren. He'll fire from three, and he got it. Sage Warren gets a three. And Van Buren kind of making a little bit of a comeback here, Brian.
Yeah, they've had a nice little inside-outside game, and Warren's hit a couple threes here for them to
keep it close. Right side to Cale Rammel for the Indians. He dribbles back out to Grant Kanapke on the left to Derek Judy. Judy lobs it down low to Brian Benn. Benn back over to Derek Judy. He'll go to the hole and score. Derek Judy from the left side baseline, giving him 5 points on the day. And that makes the score 41-28. Dariot with the basketball back out front over to Sage Warren on the left for Van Buren. The Black Knights of Van Buren. Here's a three-point shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Grant Kanapke as Landon Miller missed that for the Black Knights. Smits back outside to Derek Judy at the center circle. Moves to the left. Feeds back to Cale Rammel. Rammel back out top on the left to Derek Judy. Judy goes to the hole. He lays it up and no good. Bounced out of there. And that's the end of the quarter. We've completed three quarters of play. The score is Fort Recovery 41 and the Van Buren Black Knights 28. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter here at the Portside Fieldhouse right after this.
Hi, this is Sean Robinson with Second National Bank. Strong communities are built with local volunteers, donations, and leadership. For more than 100 years, Second National Bank has been invested in the success of our customers and communities. From personal connections to large-scale partnerships, we strive to create a positive outcome for individuals, families, neighborhoods, cities, and everything in between. Second National Bank is proud to support the Fort Recovery Boys basketball team.
Well, here we go with the last quarter of the year for either the boys or the girls. This is the final quarter to be played on this floor. Boys will head into tournament next Friday night. Who do you think they're going to play then?
I assume it's going to be Marion. That would be my guess.
I think you're right. I would agree with you. Well, Sport Recovery's girls playing tonight for the sectional championship, right to go on to the district at Wapakoneta. Shots on the left side by Kramer, no good, didn't go. As Van Buren had the ball to start the fourth quarter. Here's Derek Judy with the basketball. Back at the center circle. Dribbling right, coming back left, over to Cale Rammel. Back to Judy at the center circle. Back on the left to Cale Rammel. Back to Judy. Indians being very deliberate here, using some clock, leading 41-28. Grant Kanapke to Cale Rammel. Rammel double-teamed, dumps it over to Derek Judy. Back to Cale Rammel. Cale's only a freshman. He's going to be a good one. Derek Judy on the left side to Grant Kanapke. Back out to Derek Judy. Indians leading here again, 41-28, and just eating clock here. Van Buren's not doing much to discourage them, are they?
No, it's basically St. Henry all over. Except for now, Tyler goes to a man, and Derek goes right down the middle and lays it in.
Derek Judy lays it in right down the middle. Make it a 7-point total for him today, and it's 43-28. Indians by 15 points now, 6:24 to go in the ballgame. Michael Kramer right side to Sage Warren. Over it goes on the right wing, back out top to Aaron Clark. On the left to Duryat. There's Michael Kramer in the lane, has it stripped away by Grant Kanapke. Kanapke brings it down, feeds it back to Cale Rammel. On the left to Derek Judy. Down low to Brian Benn. He'll go inside and puts it up and missed it. Rebound Aaron Clark of the Van Buren Black Knights. Black Knights bring it up. Clarence Duryat with it. Here's a shot fired up and no good by Van Buren, by Nick McCracken. And there's a foul on Fort Recovery. McCracken will go to the free throw line with two shots. He has not been there yet today. Did they whistle that foul on?
Derek. Nope, not Derek. Had to be Cal Ramble, probably, because he has two.
Free throws up and good by Nick McCracken. He'll have one more. Bouncing the ball, puts it up, and he got it again. That makes it now 43-30. Here's Fort Recovery coming down very quickly. Grant Kanapke up no good. And rebound comes to Van Buren. That was a quick shot. Here's Michael Kramer. He scores. Michael Kramer scores. And timeout Van Buren. Back to an 11-point game with 5:32 to go. There's still time for the Black Knights. It's Fort Recovery 43, Van Buren 32. We'll return right after this.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Back here once again at the Portside Fieldhouse. A day game today. Indians leading here 43-32, trying to get their 16th win of the year under new coach Jim Melton. Cale Ramble gets the pass across the timeline. He'll pass on the left to Derek Judy. Judy, cross-court pass to Grant Kanapke. Grant tries to find Brian Benn inside, and Aaron Clark tips it away. Van Buren with the steal. And here's Clay Smits knocking it out of the hands of Michael Kramer, who tried to take a three-point shot from the top of the key. And it will be Van Buren's ball underneath. There goes Grant Kanapke out of the game, and Ryan Post will come back in. Inbounds pass to Michael Kramer for Van Buren. Clark lost the ball, but picked up by Schroeder. Schroeder out front. Over to Michael Kramer. Kramer dribbling the ball, comes inside, puts it up, no good, and he's fouled. He will be at the line for two. Michael Kramer goes to the free throw line. He has 14 points on the day today. And I think we correctly identified the stud for Van Buren. Michael Kramer, definitely. He's got some nice moves, too.
Yeah, he can step out, shoot the three, put the ball on the floor, and also go post up, so he can kind of score at all three levels there.
And he misses the first free throw. We bragged on him too much. He'll have one more. 4:55 to go in the game. Indians lead 43-32. We got the second one. 43-33, down to a 10-point game. Here's Ryan Post hitting a three-point shot from the left side. Ryan Post drains a three, his first points of the day. Now 46-33. Left side, Sage Warren goes in the lane. He'll pop the shot, and he got it. Sage Warren scoring. That gives him 10 points on the day. And Derek Judy is double-teamed down there. And timeout's going to be called by Jim Melton. Timeout called by Jim Melton of the Indians. 4:23 to go in the game, and it's only an 11-point game. 46-35. Indians on top. We'll return in just a moment here at PG-14 and J-Country 101 Radio.
Billy's looking out the window when he said with excitement, "I just saw a snowflake." Everyone else was not that excited. Snow meant shoveling and cold weather. But Joe was a grain farmer, and snow meant winter. Winter meant spring was closer. Spring meant corn planting. Corn planting meant harvest, and corn harvest meant more profit opportunities at Cooper Farms. So grain farmers, the next time you see snow, or Joe, think corn. Think corn, think Cooper Farms, and be happy.
Once again, senior day today. Congratulations to the Fort Recovery seniors. We have two seniors who are players, including Ian Holman and also Grant Kanapke. There were five senior cheerleaders as well. Those young ladies are Ashley Hart, Allie Kaiser, also Morgan Littmer, Bailey Tebby, and Rachel Tim. Fort Recovery with the ball. There is Clay Smith underneath Ryan Ben White open, and he scores. Indians burn him for an easy two-point basket there. Brian Benn now has 12 points on the day to lead the team in scoring. Van Buren with the basketball, down 48-35. Under 4 minutes now to go in the game. Here's Sage Warren dribbling the ball. Almost lost it, picks it back up. Passes on the left. Ball's popped around. Nick McCracken comes up with it. Sage Warren goes to baseline. Back out to Kramer. He'll fire a three. It's no good. Rebound comes to Grant Kanapke. Sage Warren knocks it away. And they're going to give it to Fort Recovery. Last touch by Sage Warren. Aaron Clark will leave the game. And coming back in the game is going to be Landon Miller. 48-35. Tyler Niekamp, the coach of the Van Buren Black Knights, 11-10 on the year. Indians are 15-6, going for win number 16 today. Back outside, Derek Judy. Down the lane, feeds off to Brian Benn. It's good. Brian Benn gets another layup to make it 14 for him on the day. Boy, when he gets the ball inside like that, he's pretty tough to stop.
Yeah, especially that easy because he's not even really being guarded on half of them there.
Here's Smits firing and missing. Tipped up and no good by Grant Kanapke. Smits got it back and he scored. Clay Smits getting two to make him 10 points. Actually 11 points on the day. They still don't have that extra point up there. Here's Michael Kramer and there's a foul called on Clay Smits. I think Kramer might have stepped on Smits's foot. And actually, Kramer lowered his shoulder and rammed into Clay Smits, but the official didn't see it that way. Out of bounds to Van Buren. Duryat will toss it in, comes in to Sage Warren. He misses the shot. Rebound Brian Benn of Fort Recovery. Over to Derek Judy. Down to 2:33 left in the game. Brian Post at the free throw line. Back out to Clay Smith. Here's Derek Judy with it. Right side it goes to Grant Kanapke. Grant top of the key. Feeds on the left to Ryan Post. Post dribbling the ball. Feeds now to Grant Kanapke into Clay Smith. Turns, fires, misses. Short. Rebound Brian Benn. He got it again. Brian Benn is killing them on the boards. 54-35. Indians now 19-point lead. Sage Warren misses the shot. Rebound Ryan Post. Down to 2 minutes to go, and this baby's in the wind bag. Indians will go 16-6 on the year. Derek Judy with it. He'll feed on the left to Ryan Post. Down to Clay Smits to Brian Benn. He scores again. Brian Benn, another layup for 18 points for the big guy.
Great unselfish play by Clay Smits.
And if you've never seen Brian Benn, he is a big guy. Right side, drive by Sage Warren. He scores, and he is fouled in the act of shooting. So Sage Warren finally gets some points on the board for Van Buren here. You know what Brian Benn actually weighs? What the vicinity of that is?
Football was like 330.
I don't think he's lost a whole lot since then. Maybe some. Free throw is up and good by Sage Warren. He leaves the game with his head down. He's not too happy with the way things went. Although he had a nice game today. Ended up with 6, 10, 13 points on the day for Sage Warren. Minute 22 to go. It's 56-38. Indians in the lead here. Tied at 11-11 at the first quarter, but it's been pretty much all Indians ever since. Really, Van Buren's never been able to get under 10 points here in the game.
They're trying to get a shot for Ian.
There's Derek Judy putting it up and in.
Coach yelled at Ian to shoot it, and Derek decided to go in and take the layup.
So it's 58-38. Ian Homan is in the game, one of our seniors. Here's a right side shot by Aaron Clark. No good. Rebound Grant Kanapke over to Derek Judy. Now they got Ian Homan set up down in the corner. Indians have it spread out. They may not take a shot now. Back outside to Grant Kanapke. There's Homan. He fires from the corner. Yes! Ian Homan connects on a three. The senior gets his last shot to go down. Here's one shot for Van Buren. No good and a foul with 15 seconds to go. Missing that shot for the Van Buren Knights was Dalton Swope. So Ian Homan, one of the two seniors, and Grant Kanapke will go out of the game. Big hugs from Coach Jim Melton for Grant Kanapke and Ian Homan. Standing ovation for the two young men. Free throws up and good for Van Buren. At the line for the Black Knights is Landon Miller. That was his first point of the day. And he misses that one. Rebound, Brian Benn. There won't be any more shots now. Derek Smits comes down with 10 seconds to go. Indians are going to win this 61-39 over the Van Buren Knights. 61-39, Fort Recovery beats Van Buren. Goes to 16-6 on the year. Nice season for the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll wrap it up. Talk with Coach Jim Melton coming up in a moment. Right after we pause for this.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work, and now is the best time to see all that the affordable new Kubota MX Series has to offer. The versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow, plus an optional spacious cab for year-round comfort. Right now, get the new Kubota MX Series for zero down and 0% APR for 60 months. Now through February 29th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more info.
For more information, visit your local Kubota dealer, Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements and more. Stop in and see us and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 888-375-4181.
The year was 1907. The Cubs won the World Series and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One thing that hasn't changed since 1907 is the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. The OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, the season is over for Fort Recovery's boys basketball team. Just seems like it started yesterday. But we're heading into tournament now. Fort Recovery will play once again their sectional championship game next Friday night at 6:15. And that's going to be at
St. Mary's, I believe.
Yes, it is. St. Mary's, and then if they win there, they go on to Wapakoneta for the district. Again, the girls are playing tonight against St. Henry at Lima Bath at 6:15 in the sectional championship game. And if they win there, they'll go on next Thursday night to the district tournament.
That's at Wall Park as well.
Yes. So 61-39, the final score. Give us the Indians scoring there, Mr. Bryan.
Yeah, leading the way was Brian Benn with 18 points. Next in scoring was Clay Schmitz with 11. Derek Judy with 9. Grant Kanapke with 7. Ian Holman with 6. Ryan Post with 3. Regan Martin with 3. And Kel Rammel with 3.
And for the Black Knights, unofficially I have both Sage Warren and Michael Kramer with 13 points apiece, 4 apiece for Nick McCracken and Aaron Clark, 3 for Landon Miller, and 2 for Andrew Schrader. So those are the scores for the Black Knights. Again, the Indians win here 61-39. 11-11 at the first quarter, leading 27-13 at halftime, 41-28 after 3, and 61-39 was the final. Jim Melton, the head coach of the Indians, joins us. Hey, all the preparation's done. It's time for tournament time now.
Yes, sir. That was, it was a quick turnaround for us. So I was proud of the guys for responding, you know, with the short turnaround, about 14, 15 hours and having to tip again. So really proud of the guys for coming out and playing hard and giving their, you know, all their maximum effort. So really proud of them.
Very nice win, 61-39, giving you a 16-6 record on the year. So back in the day when you first started this job, if you said 16-6 on the year, I think you'd have been pretty happy with that.
Yeah, you know.
I'd take a few more wins. But
I'm not going to take anything from our season. We've had a great season at this point. Our regular season's over. It's time to move on. It's the next round. It's the next chapter of the season. And, you know, it's the one-game mantra. So one game at a time. We've got Marion Local next Friday night. Hopefully, I don't want to put the cart in front of the horse and, you know, not to disrespect Temple Christian by any stretch, but, we're anticipating Marion Local.
Yeah, I think you're probably going to be right. I think folks would probably bet on that if they wanted to do that. The second quarter today really kind of set the stage. 11-11 after one, but boy, you took off in that second quarter.
Yeah, our kids, once they settled in and locked in defensively, understood their assignments and, you know, executed the game plan to a T there, and that kind of set the tone for the rest of the game for us. So I challenged them at halftime to stick to the game plan and not give them any, you know, life. And we tried to a little bit here and there, but, you know, for the most part, our boys responded. So I'm very proud of them. Very proud of our seniors.
Yes, and why don't we just talk about those two seniors for a moment here, Ian Homan and Grant Kanapke.
Yes, two special young men. Ian Homan, you know, what a kid. I mean, if I had a daughter, that's who I'd want my daughter to marry. Ian Homan is a great young man. He's phenomenal. He's been a great team player. He's put the team in front all year long. He's been the team's biggest cheerleader. He's kept us together. Grant, you know, he's had his ups and downs, but Grant has, I'm so proud of Grant. Grant has, he's responded to a lot of the challenges and the tests early on, and I'm really super excited for where he's going, and hopefully, we as a staff have positively impacted Grant's life for the future, not just basketball, but for Grant's life moving forward. We're really excited about where Grant's going.
And it was nice of you to put Ian there at the end, and I know you were kind of hoping he'd hit that shot.
Yeah, we were hoping. It just kind of worked out that way. That's great. But, you know, I wanted them, you know, getting back in and, you know, get the seniors recognized if I could. So it was great the way it worked out for them.
Absolutely. You did a masterful job of arranging that to happen, that's for sure. Again, 16-6 on the year for the Indians, 61-39 victory here. And congratulations on a very nice year. And 39 points today, I mean, that's been your key this year. I know you're a stickler on defense and work very hard on defense, and the kids are responding.
Yeah, absolutely. I think from a spectator standpoint and being able to recognize, you know, the system that I'm, you know, installing, it's defense first. And our guys have bought in. They have figured it out, so it's exciting. So we're starting to open up some things offensively and work on some different things that perhaps we might not have had the time and practice to do early in the season because I was so focused on getting our defensive fundamentals down.
Well, they've got them down pretty well, and we wish you the best in the tournament. We'll be following you and hope to see you win next Friday night.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim, for coming by. Yep. Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indian basketball team. Indians win today 61-39 over the Van Buren Black Knights, coached by Fort Recovery native Tyler Niekamp. Again, 11-11 at the first quarter. Indians on top by 14 at halftime, 27-13, holding Van Buren to only 2 points in the second quarter. 41-28 after three, and again the final, 61-39. Once again, the Indians scoring. Brian Benn had 18 points, 11 for Clay Smits. Also picking up 7 points was Grant Kanapke, 6 points for Ian Homan on 2 threes. Also, Derek Jeudy ended up the day with 9 points on the day to be the second leading scorer. And Regan Martin had 4 points on four out of four at the line. Ryan Post had 3 points on a three-point shot. And Cale Rammel had 3 points for the Indians as well today. 61-39 again was the final. In the JV game, Fort Recovery also won that one, 46-29 over Van Buren, to improve to 13-8 on the year. In fact, that course ends the year for the junior varsity. They will not be going any further. It was 10 points apiece for Owen Jeudy and Caleb Evers. 8 points for Kobe Wendell, 5 for Daniel Patch. 3 apiece for Wyatt Benn, Wyatt Grover, Landon Post, and Cale Rammel, and 1 for Dylan Evers. 13-8, junior varsity team, 16-6 at the varsity level. Very successful year for the Fort Recovery Indian basketball program. Again tonight, folks, we'll be at Lima Bath. Fort Recovery girls playing St. Henry for the sectional championship. 6 o'clock will be the pregame show with 6:15, the tip-off time from Lima Bath High School. We invite you to tune in for the broadcast tonight. I'll be there along with Brian Patch. Thanks to our studio producers today, including here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com, Owen Shane and also Neil Spencer. And back at the radio station, it was Eric Catterly with us here this afternoon. That's it from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Congratulations to the Indians on a very nice season. Again, congratulations to seniors Grant Kanapke and Ian Homan. I'm Rob Weaver saying good afternoon. We'll see you tonight at Lima Bath High School.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.